Blog Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. I hope you stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to refocus when life gets in the way. You know, not many of us have had the unique experience of growing up with a famous parent. Our next guest not only grew up with a famous father, but he was a legendary figure also. I'm talking about the godfather of soul, James Brown. Today we are going to speak with his beautiful daughter, Deanna Brown Thomas. Now, Deanna has certainly not been a shadow in her father's footsteps. She has had a solid career as a radio and TV personality, an actress, entrepreneur, humanitarian, and she has continued to build and run the Brown Family Children's Foundation that her father started. We're going to talk about that and a brand new exciting project that is in the works. Now, of course, as it happens on radio and any other venue of media, we have not been able to get Deanna on the phone, so we are working on that. And in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about this amazing man, James Brown. He was an American singer, songwriter, musician, and recording artist, and he's one of the founding fathers of funk music and is a major figure of 20th century popular music and dance. He had a career that spanned six decades. He profoundly influenced the development of many different musical genres. Brown actually did a lot of blues and gospel-based forms and styles. It was called Africanized approach to music making. He first came to national public attention in the mid-1950s, and he was a member of the R&B singing group The Famous Flames. Brown performed in concerts. He first made his rounds across the Chitlin Circuit, it was called, and then across the country and later around the world. And he appeared in shows and television and movies. He contributed a lot to the music world through his hit making, and he holds the record as the artist who charted the most singles on Billboard Hot 100 without ever hitting number one on that chart, which is really unbelievable. For many years, Brown toured. His touring show was one of the most extravagant productions in American popular music. At the time of Brown's death, his band included three guitarists, two bass guitar players, two drummers, three horns, and a percussionist. The band he maintained during the late 60s and 70s were of comparable size. Now, I also want to tell you a little bit more about James' family and his life back in the day. For many years, we're still waiting to see if we can get Deanna on here. For many years, James also employed between 40 and 50 people, which was really, really huge at that time in the late 60s and 70s. And they called it the James Brown Review. He performed upward of 330 shows a year, with almost all of the shows as one-nighters. In 1986, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2000, into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He died on Christmas Day 2006 from heart failure after becoming ill 2 days earlier, and he was hospitalized for just a few hours. He's buried in Beech Island in South California. So we'll talk a little bit about James Brown's early life. when it all began. He was born in Barnwell, South Carolina on May 3rd, 1933. His mom was Susie Brown, and his father was Joseph Joe Gardner. And his father changed his surname to Brown after the woman who raised him, who was Mattie Brown. Although Brown was to be named after his father, Joseph, his first and middle names were mistakenly reversed on his birth certificate, so he therefore became James Joseph Brown, Jr. As a young child, Brown was called Junior, and he later lived with his aunt and cousin. As an adult, he legally changed his name to Brown, and he claimed to have African, Chinese, and Native American ancestry. Now, as a young child, Brown and his family were extremely poor. They lived in Elko, South Carolina, which was at the time a very impoverished town in Barnwell County. When Brown was 2 years old, his parents separated after his mother left his father for another man. After his mother abandoned the family, Brown continued to live with his father and his father's live-in girlfriends until he was 6 years old. His father then sent him to live with an aunt who, it was rumored, ran a house of prostitution. And even though Brown lived with relatives, he spent long stretches of time on his own. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that and let Deanna hop in here. I believe that Ms. Deanna Thomas Brown is with us. Deanna, are you there?
Yes, good morning to you and all of your listeners. It's actually Deanna Brown Thomas.
Thank you so much for joining us. What a pleasure to have you here.
Good to be here.
Now, I was telling a whole bunch of the story about your dad, but, you know, that's just me. I didn't know your father, and you, of course, knew him absolutely. We were talking a little bit about your dad when he was a young fella. Fill us in on what it was like for him, his life growing up and living with relatives and all of that.
Well, he had a very hard life. It was not easy. I was born into privilege. He was not. He was very poor. It was a situation where he had to stop going to school in the seventh grade in order to just go to work to go get some little job to help bring home money because my grandparents were very poor. And Dad did things such as shine shoes in front of the radio station that he eventually bought one day. He buck danced for the soldiers when they came to town for pennies and nickels and dimes, gave them a little entertainment. He lived in I was listening a little bit where you said he lived in a brothel that was filled with a lot of prostitution and prohibition and all of that kind of stuff going on, and he did. He was raised in that type of, he was living in that type of environment. So he did see, you know, those types of things at a very young age. But it was, like I said, it was not a privileged life for him. He came into this world. He was actually stillborn when he was stillborn, and they actually thought that he was not going to make it. And then the midwife, slapped him a few times like they do, and then the next thing you know, you heard, ow, and the baby was there.
And so it began right at the beginning. I'm sure that did not feel good. That's amazing. did you find that he ever had a sense of a pity for himself growing up that way?
Well, he knew that it was not a good thing. And the main thing from that he taught me was hard work and get your education. Because he wasn't able to go and get a formal education. He couldn't even finish regular school as opposed to even going to get a formal education. And he had to work hard from a very early age. And, you know, my dad gave his whole life to the music industry, his whole entire life. And he worked hard even during that time because when he came into the music industry, it was not easy for black artists at that time. They couldn't perform in certain venues. They couldn't stay in hotels. He told stories of having to change clothes at a gas station, in the restroom of a gas station, if they allowed them to do that. So even at starting in his career, it was not easy. They had to do the Chitlin circuit. So it was like leave a gig, pack up the car, and go to the next gig, you know, and do your hair and all of that in the car, in the station wagon that they drove around in. So he came into this world having zero, below zero. But when he left, God knows, he definitely left a treasure of beautiful music for the whole world to enjoy.
Indeed he did. Your dad is the epitome of learning from the school of hard knocks, obviously.
Yes.
You know, we're going to come back. I want to talk more about what it's like to have an icon for a father. We're going to take a quick break, Deanna. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the amazing James Brown. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jan, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio, join the talk the world is having.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I wouldn't.
back on Get Focused Radio with Deanna Brown Thomas. She's the daughter of the legendary James Brown. Deanna, we were talking about your dad and about his life, and it was a tough life. What was it like for you, as you say, you were born into privilege, what was it like for you to have this icon for a father?
Well, you know, Dad wrote the song, Papa Don't Take No Mess, and I had to live it. So my father was a strict father, and as it goes back to his early childhood, you know, he was not given anything. Everything he got, he had to work for, literally work for. I mean, picking cotton, working on the railroad, all of these things. And so he knew how important it was to be educated because he was not afforded that opportunity. So it was no question of, will you go to college and will you go to school? It is, you know, you will go. He knew the importance of that. And music education had a special place in his heart as well. But and he was unable to go to music school. All of the talents that he had, it was God gift to him. It was a God-given gift to him. But for me growing up, I was scared of my dad because when my dad came into a room, there was a presence to him. It was a presence of, okay, you got to be respectful, you got to be straight. It's yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. It's Mr. Jones, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Smith. It's all of those things. He demanded respect. People would say Mr. Brown to him, but he would say, you know, Miss, whatever your last name was, he would give you the same respect you gave him. Uh-huh. And these are the things that, you know, I saw my dad. My dad was a huge giver. Everybody in the world knows about his music, his stage presence, but he was a huge giver. A lot of people don't know about the annual James Brown Turkey Giveaway and annual James Brown Toy Giveaway that we're getting ready to do tomorrow here in Augusta at the James Brown Arena, where we've registered almost 800 children. And we're looking forward to that because he remembered in a time when he did not have a turkey on the table. He didn't have a toy under a Christmas tree, let alone a Christmas tree, because he was so poor. So he didn't forget where he came from, and he wanted to help those that didn't make it out of the ghetto like he did and that was still there and suffering. So, you know, learning all of these things from my father has been a blessing. Now, I can tell you, growing up, you know, I was just like any other kid. You know, it's like, oh, God, here's Dad again. He's about to lecture. He's about to give us a story now. Like, we didn't heard this story 100 times, but we got to hear it again and be like, yes, sir, Dad, yes, sir, Dad. But I tell you now, I would give anything to sit down and hear those stories. There was times when he would call me 1, 2, 3 in the morning from around the world, wherever he was performing, and give us some type of knowledge, some type of wisdom. I'd give anything, almost anything, to get those calls now, because that wisdom and that knowledge at the time, you know, I didn't realize it, but now I realize it. And those things that my dad taught me, I am able to stand on today and even teach my own son.
Now, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, uh-huh. I do have brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Was he harder on the girls or the boys?
He was actually harder on the boys because he felt like, as young men, you have got to stand up, take care of your family, be a man, go to work, work hard. So he was harder on the men than he was on the boys, on the girls.
Now, did you find it hard, because we were talking a little bit about, you know, your dad was, as we say, a legend. I mean, you just have to say James Brown worldwide, and everyone knows who you're talking about. But here's mm-hmm. Deanna. You know, and as I said before, you have done many, many things in your life. You've been an actress. You've been on TV. You've been a radio person. Did you find it hard to get your own bearings? You know, I mean, I know that you had to work hard too, so obviously your dad didn't just give things to you, but did you find you were in a bit of the shadow of him, or was that a good thing?
Well, he put me in radio school, and I learned how to do that. I did television and film, like you said, was even in Blues Brothers 2000 with him. You know, I was also on New York Undercover with him when it was airing, but, you know, for me, I didn't feel like I had to live up to his stand and live up to what he did, because I wasn't trying to be a performer in a sense, but I wanted to do good at what I did and establish a name for myself, because it's so easy to see a lot of offspring of celebrities and very important people just ride the coattails of their parents, mm-hmm. you know, or grandparents. It's so easy for that to happen. And in a lot of ways, it can be a bad thing, because if you're given too much, then you don't feel like you have to work, because you're going to be expecting it to be given to you. But my dad made us work. I mean, heck, my first little job, my first little chore at the house, you know, everybody, every child had a weekly chore they had to do, and they got a little allowance for it. Or mine was to water the grass, like my father couldn't afford an irrigation system. But mine was to water the grass. So it was like, you know, go out there and do some real work. Water the grass. I got $3 a week for that. I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, but it wasn't the point of that he needed the grass watered, because, I mean, of course he had groundsmen to do that, but he just wanted to teach his daughter responsibility and the importance of working for what you get. And I, you know, at the time, like any other child, would rebel and be like, oh, God, here we go again. But I appreciate it all right now, and I just thank God that my dad taught me these principles and these values, and I will always stand on the teachings of my father.
And are you raising your son pretty much the same way?
Yes. I mean, I've told him, you know, he's a yes ma'am, no ma'am type of person. Right now, he just recently graduated from Savannah College of Art and Design. It's called SCAD for short, and he has a degree in film and television, and he's now in Los Angeles interning at the Paramount Pictures. So we're hoping that that turns into a full-time job for him. So that's kind of the way he's living the legacy in his own way.
Well, you are a proud mama. And let's hope he does come through, because you know what? They come home, Deanna. They come home. If
yes.
they don't carry on, they come home.
I know.
I keep turning my room into a sewing room, and then they tell me they're coming home.
Poor thing.
Now, we touched just briefly on the James Brown Family Foundation, and I know you're gearing up to deliver all the toys tomorrow and all of this. So, first of all, tell us, this is 20 years now, this James Brown Family Foundation has been going, and your dad started it for the very reason to give back, because he was such a giving man. Tell us a bit about the foundation. You're the president, and you just keep this going year after year. There's a website. You've got to tell us how we can jump on that website and help.
Well, the website is James Brown Family FDN Foundation. Well, it's James Brown Family FDN, and the FDN is short for foundation. .org. So that's James Brown Family FDN.org. And we, like I said, we started it because he always did the annual turkey and toy giveaway. And one of the first questions I got after Daddy passed was, are you all going to continue the turkey and the toy giveaway? And at that moment, I realized how important it was to the community. I knew how important it was to Dad, but I realized then that it was a true need. So we created this so that we can continue doing this work, his charitable work. We've even spread it and did it in New York and Connecticut. And we're so thankful for that. But in starting this and in continuing this, we realized how important it was to do something even more meaningful. Not that blessing people during the holidays is not meaningful, because it surely is, especially during this time when the economy is so bad and it's so rough for parents right now. But we looked at it and said, hey, look, you know, music education had a special place in Dad's heart. What can we do to go into the schools and help support and create programs or new programs in the schools? Because as you know, one of the first things to leave the school curriculum is music and arts. And those are the things that make children well-rounded. Everybody's not into sports. And so music has been documented, music education is documented, how helpful it is to young students in math and science and reading. And so when we started this, we partnered up with a private school here in Augusta, Georgia, C.H. Terrell Academy, and we came in. The maestro who's teaching the students is Keith Jenkins, who was my dad's guitarist and music director for over 12 years. And then we have a teacher, Mr. Ernie Childress, who's teaching music theory. So they're learning theory, they're learning sight reading, they're able to read notes. So, you know, I tell them when they leave out of there, when they finish JAMP, because we call it the JB Academy of Music Pupils, and it's okay. JAMP for short. And I says, when you guys leave out of here and wherever you go, whether you continue a career in music or not, you know, if someone put a sheet of music in front of you, I want you to be able to play it. So we have a bunch of wonderful young kids. We start as early as 4 years old all the way up to 12th grade. And we even have a program in the summer where we have college students come and work with the students. But it is so amazing. There's never have a dry eye when I'm listening to the kids. And yep. These kids are learning songs from my dad that, I mean, like 11-year-old lead singer Nigel Henderson. He sings our lead, most of our lead songs, leads our songs, and he sings Try Me. And
well,
it's like...
I just want to interrupt for a sec, Deanna. We've got to go for another break, but I want to come back. I want to talk more about JAMP and the obviously amazing Nigel Henderson. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Deanna Brown Thomas, the legendary James Brown daughter. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stanis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy, and I have Deanna Brown Thomas here talking about her life with Dad, who just happened to be James Brown. Now, I don't know if anybody else is out there listening to this, but I am just like, I just want to get up off my seat and dance every time you hear your dad. It's just like, oh my gosh, I got to move.
I tell you, his music has that type of impact. You know, you can feel it. Even if it's a slow song like It's a Man's World or Try Me, you know, you can feel the energy and through the song. And I see that in these kids. As we were talking off the air, I've got a 14-year-old bass player, female bass player, that also sings Italian opera. And she does It's a Man's World. Just like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, it's on YouTube, my dad along with Pavarotti singing It's a Man's World, and Dad singing it in English and Pavarotti in Italian opera. She can do it just like that. She does both parts. And
I have a fond memory of It's a Man's World. Well, fond, I used to get in trouble. We'd have the school dances, and they'd play that, and that song. I would be being separated by the nuns because I would dance so close to the boy when we were playing that song. It's a sexy song.
As I said, it has feeling.
It sure does. And I used to get a lot of trouble for those feelings thanks to your dad. The passion that you have for this program, JAMP, and tell us again what it stands for.
JB Academy of Music Pupils. And we spell music like the Germans do, M-U-S-I-K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now this has become a huge passion for you, and these kids, they mean a lot to you, obviously, what they're learning. They're learning instruments now and how to read music. I mean, that's just phenomenal. And like you said, it does one huge, huge thing. It keeps them off the streets.
Yes, it does. It's, you know, once they finish with their academic studies and they start their music study, you know, they don't have time to get in trouble. They don't have time, I mean, because it's a discipline. And that's something that was very important to my father, whether you were his child, a band member, an employee of the office or the radio station. You know, discipline was very important to him. Everybody, you know, you had to be disciplined and in your work and in your character, everything. And so, you know, everything that I've been able to learn from my father, those things that my father deposited into me, you know, and again, he did not have a good, a perfect life. It wasn't all peaches and cream. But those down times are the things that make us strong. But even in during that time, I listened to my father, and those things were deposited into me. I'm able to give to these kids now. And even with Keith Jenkins being their maestro, him working on the road for Dad for so many years, he's able to deposit into them what he got directly from my dad. So, you know, and this is something, I cannot take any credit. Let me just say this right now. I don't take any credit for this idea. This idea my dad talked about years ago, because in the early 90s, we used to talk all the time about, if they start taking prayer out of schools and music out of schools, you're going to see these kids killing one another. And God knows we are seeing that today. And it is so horrific. My heart goes out to these babies and these families who have just lost their life. It is just amazing. It just makes no sense. You can't even begin to understand it. But my father told me that. He says, as soon as these things happen, you're going to see these kids killing one another. And you're just like, what do you do? What can you do? So I'm just happy that in our own little small way, we have this, we have JAMP here. We're also working on trying to create JAMP in New York starting out this summer. So we just want to do our part from the foundation to help out some young kids. And like I said, I take no credit, because my dad talked about, you know, making sure music stay in the school and putting prayer back in the school. He talked about that years ago, and he even talked about starting a music school where it was a true discipline for young kids, for anybody who wanted to attend. And he didn't get a chance to do that. So I just thank God that I've been able to create this along with so many great people who are helping me do this.
Well, thank God for you and for your father, who obviously prophetic, saw what was going to happen. He could actually see that that is exactly what has happened, what your dad said. And
yeah.
Good for you, and bless you that you've done this. And just let us know how anyone can perhaps get in touch with you, Deanna. Maybe, you know, someone might think that this is something great to start in their school. So where can we get in touch with you?
Well, definitely you can reach us through the James Brown Family Foundation. Again, that website is jamesbrownfamilyfdn.org. Feel free to email me through the foundation. We will truly get in touch with you because we would like to create this program around the states and even abroad because, listen, our kids are affected no matter where they are. Children are children. I don't care what race, creed, or color they are. I don't care where they're from. Children are children, and they're our future. And we've got to deposit what we can positively and lovingly into the children because these are our future teachers, our future lawyers and doctors and politicians. These are the people who are going to take care of us in 20 years. We got to take care of them today.
Beautiful. What plans do you have for the foundation moving forward?
Well, we're continuing, like I said, with JAMP, and we're trying to spread the JAMP around and have a different site schools. My goal is to be able to expand JAMP in the next 5 to 10 years, definitely, and look forward to where we're going to be working with a college here in Augusta where we can put down a program where even students from any other place would like to come and maybe in the summer and stay and learn and be able to stay on the dorm for housing. So we're trying to expand it because James Brown is loved all over the world. But mm-hmm. we could definitely use your help. If you got a few extra pennies and you want to sponsor a child for a scholarship to go to JAMP, feel free to contact us through JamesBrownFamilyFDN.org because I can tell you, if we can take the guns out of these children's hands and put an instrument in their hands, we will change their lives.
We will change the world. You change
yes.
the world just by doing that. No, I want to know, because I said to you before, your passion for this and what you're doing to continue in your dad's legacy, I mean, why? You know, I'm sure you could have other people do it. You don't have to be the front person, the front man in this. Why are you doing it?
It's just a part of my DNA, Miss Hennessy.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I have no. It's just a part of who I am.
And you're just going to have. I mean, your father will just live on and on and on. Now, what happens? Is your son involved in this also? Will he continue things going?
Well, like I said, I do have siblings, and my son. I want him first to set his feet in his life and his career first. But while he was in school, he was here. You know, a lot of the early videos of the turkey and toy giveaway right after Dad passed. He did all of the filming for that for me. But I know that it will continue because I didn't start it, and I'm not going to be the one to finish it. I know that God is going to have someone in place to do it, whether it be a family member or someone who worked for Dad. His personal assistant is being my right hand, Elise Hogan Crawford. I mean, I just know that it's going to work out. I don't know how, because I didn't know how it would work out these last 6 years that Dad has been passed. This Christmas, it will be 6 years. This Christmas Day, next Tuesday, it will be 6 years that Dad has passed. I had no idea how I was going to do it this long, but sure enough, God made a way, so I'm sure he will make a way for it to continue when I get too old and can't do it.
You can't deliver yourself. You're actually going out there with these toys, aren't you? Tomorrow.
Yes, I might not hand out too many toys tomorrow because I kind of keep everything going. And just so that everybody know, your listeners will know, if they go to the website tomorrow at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and they go to the website, they will be able to see the toy giveaway stream live from the James Brown Arena out of Augusta, Georgia, from the website.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, how many toys are going out, being given out tomorrow?
thousands. We have registered about 800 kids. So each kid walks out of here with about three or four toys in their bag. And so you're talking about, we've got Toys for Tots that have blessed us. We've got the Medical College of Georgia here that have blessed us, doctors over there that has blessed us, different people in the community. So we have a ton of toys to give away.
And you also give out a gazillion turkeys.
Yes, we did that already. We did the turkey giveaway here in Augusta as well as in New York. And we probably gave out about 600 turkeys this year.
Wow. That's amazing. I'll bet people just love it. They must just be so thankful. And if they get a chance to see you, do they want to talk to you about your dad all the time?
Yes, everybody has a James Brown story. Just like you gave me yours with the nun. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got a sexy story about James Brown.
Oh, everybody. I remember being on Oprah Winfrey years ago, and Oprah gave her James Brown story. She said she went to a James Brown concert, and when she got home, she only had one shoe. Her mama sent her back down to the venue and said, "You better go down there and find your shoe."
That's wonderful. Well, listen, we're going to take another break, but I know that there's been a bit of a buzz about Mick Jagger, Brian Grazer of Imagine Entertainment actually maybe teaming up to co-produce a biopic on the life of your dad. So when we come back from this break, I really want to talk about that there might be a film coming up and your thoughts on who's going to play. So when we get back, more with the beautiful Miss Deanna Brown Thomas and the legendary James Brown.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby?
I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky. Make it funky.
I got to.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation. Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information. Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Amazing Deanna Brown Thomas, and we're talking about her dad, James Brown, and we're getting funky here at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's awesome. We were talking about something really exciting, maybe in the works, Deanna. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about this upcoming project that it's a movie is maybe coming out about your dad.
Excuse me, yes. Brian Grazer had been meeting with my daddy way before he passed. I started meeting with him in the 90s and talking to him about doing a movie. This is something that Brian Grazer always apparently wanted to do, being a huge fan of my dad. Well, after he passed, we had estate business that we had to deal with. It took a little time, so and about 3 years ago, we picked it back up. Our trustee started meeting with them and their lawyers, and Mick Jagger wanted to come on board to be a co-producer on this. And he, of course, having huge respect for my dad and really being a huge fan of dad, wanted to be a part of this. And so we were very happy to know that. So that deal has been inked. It is a definite deal. Tate Taylor has been picked to be the director. He is the he was the director for the Oscar-winning movie The Help, uh-huh. And he will be the director. No one. I know the next question is who's going to play James Brown. We don't know. We have no idea. There hasn't been any.
What about Nigel Henderson?
Yeah, what about it, right? He would love to do that. Well, you know, it's funny you said that because I, in my opinion, think that, you know, they may even need two people, one for the young James Brown and one for the older James Brown. I couldn't even begin to tell you who. There's been many names that have been thrown out, but I think that it could be a named actor or it could be an unknown. Who knows? But I know that whoever it is, they're going to have to do a lot of studying of James Brown. And it would behoove, of course, the crew, Brian Grazer and Imagine Entertainment, to come to Georgia and South Carolina so that they can catch the true essence of my dad. In my opinion, they cannot capture that doing it in Los Angeles. They're going to have to come and get these site locations down here, right here where he walked, the streets that he walked, the buildings that he went into, the places that he frequented. I think that that's going to bring a lot of truthfulness and essence to the movie. Not to mention, they'll get a lot of great tax incentives filming in Georgia and South Carolina. So I think that for me, that would be a smart move to do it that way.
Now, how long do you think it's going to be? I know this is just getting off the ground now. So when do you think we might have something out there? A couple of years?
I really can't say, but yeah, it's going to take a few years to do. And like I said, you got to understand, this is something that really has been worked on since the early 90s. So it's been some time. And finally, like I said, we have an ink deal. But yeah, it's going to take a few years to actually pull everything together.
Well, like you say, it's going to be quite the experience for whomever gets this particular role to capture, as you said, the essence of your dad. I mean, your dad was not a big man in stature, but he was
a huge
presence. You certainly knew, as you said, when he came into a room. I mean, your dad just made you look. But he had, you know, he was a very powerful man in that way, and his career was so powerful. But he was also, he was a sweet man, and he was also a funny man. And I want you to tell us the story that you were telling me about Reverend Al Sharpton. That's hilarious.
Last month in New York for the James Brown Turkey giveaway that we did there in Harlem, Reverend Sharpton came, as he always does, to support the family. And he was telling a story about the one time that Dad could not make the annual James Brown Turkey giveaway here in Augusta because he had been booked to do a show overseas. And so he called Reverend Sharpton and asked him to come and stand in for him to hand out the turkeys. So Reverend Sharpton told him, he says, well, Mr. Brown, you know that I'm running for president. And he said, my dad replied to Reverend Sharpton, he said, that's nice, but I need you to come down here and hand out the turkeys, please. Thank you, son. So it was one of those things where I'm glad to know you're running for president, but I need you down here to hand out turkeys. And, you know, it didn't faze my dad not one bit. It was like, that's nice.
Oh, I think that's funny. And your dad really wasn't a pretentious man at all, was he?
No, not at all.
He just loved everybody. Well, I want to know more about.
He would tell
it.
Me. He would always say that the most important race is the human race.
The human race. I have to. That's the best way to end this wonderful, wonderful show. And I want to thank you so much. It has been an honor to speak with you about your amazing father.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I've really enjoyed myself. I've enjoyed the music. Now I've got to get to work and put these toys down here at the James Brown Arena. But I want to wish all of you and your listeners a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please, if you have a child, grab your child and hug that child and tell them over and over how much you love them.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. It was an absolute honor to have you on, and you have a wonderful Christmas with your family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I want to thank my guest today, Deanna Brown Thomas. That was amazing. What an amazing woman. What an amazing story, and I'm really looking forward to this upcoming movie. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Focused Radio. As you all know, Christmas is just around the corner, and so I'm taking a small break next week. However, please tune in next Wednesday as we'll be replaying our interview with Paul M. Glaser, the cute one from the series Starsky and Hutch. So if you missed that show, you can catch up next week, and on January 2nd, I'll be back, and we'll be interviewing Frank Terrazzano and talking about his book, Life with Cancer, about his daughter, Lauren Terrazzano. This is a time of family and friends, and as we all know, there are many families who have just gone through a senseless tragedy. This year will bring no comfort or joy to any of them, and I ask you to please say a prayer and remember them and their children that will not be celebrating this year. Our heart goes out to all of you, and I can only wish you peace at this sad time. For all of you out there, please enjoy what you have, the blessings we have all been given, and treasure every moment you have with each other. I look forward to being with you all in the new year. Please try to make a difference. See you next year. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power, filled with humor and insight, will have you screaming yes to your life. Tune in next week as Kate and her guests share their secrets, talk about what almost brought them down, and offer inspiring techniques we all need in order to make our lives epic. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com and spread the juiciness of hope.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her host.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and...